الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, described succinctly, very briefly, our deen Islam as being based on five fundamental pillars. Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. He said that the foundation of Islam is based on five things: the shahadat of la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the establishment of salah, zakat, the fasting of the month of Ramadan. And as we would be aware, from the first of Shawwal, we enter into that period of the Islamic calendar which is referred to as what ulama call ayyam-e hajj, the days of Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam. Ulama explain the sequence of these five pillars. They say through kalima-i ma'rifat, through the shahadat of la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pehchan, the recognition of Allah is acquired. Once you have recognized who is Allah, you have brought iman upon Allah, then obviously you have to build ta'alluq, relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is acquired through salah. First is recognition of Allah, then is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next stage is muhabbat and love for Allah. And muhabbat, love will come when we spend. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said that, Ya Rasulullah, I find in my heart no desire to die, to meet Allah. I fear death. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, do you have wealth? He said, yes. He said, spend your wealth. Give it away in the cause of Allah. This will create shauq and love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why ulama explained that till we don't spend, love will not come. One is recognition, then is Allah's ta'alluq, then is love for Allah. And they say the next stage after that is ishq, which is even higher than love. This word, the Arabic word ishq, actually comes from the root word ashqa. Ashqa refers to that sprout that forms on the branch of a tree. Initially it is yellow in color. And what is the significance of it? Is that whatever resources are found in the tree eventually are directed towards that branch till it becomes a healthy branch. Thereafter it is broken off and it is used for firewood till eventually it is completely terminated. So ashqa, to finish yourself completely for one. Ashiq of Allah, to become the friend of Allah, means to sacrifice oneself completely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama say this jazba is acquired through fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi, taraka ta'amahu wa shahwatahu li ajli. Allah says the person left his halal food for my sake. He left his halal drink for my sake. He left his halal wife for my sake. As-sawmu li, fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, I will reward him for it. One explanation of this hadith ulama give, أَنَا أُجْزَى بِهِ, I become his. I become the goal of that fasting. This month of Ramadan has passed. Allah gave us the month for taqwa, to become the ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now once the maqam of ishq has been reached, then what is the next natural consequence? Is mulaqat, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the fifth pillar of Islam, that is Hajj. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Before I explain the verse of the Quran, there are certain peculiarities that we find with Hajj that is not found with any of the other pillars of Islam. First peculiarity ulama explained is they say that in the Quran you will not find Surah Salah, you will not find Surah Zakat, you will not find Surah Sawm. There is no surah named after any of the other pillars of Islam. But when it comes to Hajj, we have Surah Al-Hajj. Allah Ta'ala has named an entire surah in the Quran after this pillar of Islam. Second peculiarity ulama explained is the way this amal came into existence. The way this amal came into existence, it is said the mashru'iyat of Hajj for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the sunnat of our great grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had completed the reconstruction of Ka'batullah. Thereafter, after completing the reconstruction, Allah Ta'ala commands him, Ibrahim, issue the invitation for Hajj. Call humanity for Hajj. Now in our mind's eye, picture the dilemma that is in front of him. Not Makkah of today, Makkah of more than 4,000 years ago. Not a soul in sight. Not a soul in sight. Black arid mountains in four directions. Jabal Abi Qubais, Jabal Safa, Jabal Marwa, Jabal Umar, whatever name it had at that time. Black arid mountains, desert, no livelihood, no people. Allah Ta'ala says, call the whole of humanity for Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam presents his dilemma to Allah. Ya Allah, how am I? وَمَا يَبْلُغُ الصَّوْتِ. Who's going to hear? There's nobody here. Allah Ta'ala says to him, أَذِّنْ وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغ. Ibrahim, I am ordering you to give the invitation. That is your job. Conveying this invitation is upon me. Allah will convey the invitation. فَسَعَدَ جَبَلَ أَبِي قُبَيْسِ. He climbed onto the mountain of Abu Qubais. Those who have been to Makkah Mukarramah, if you're in the Haram, you look outside where the king's palace is taking up a lot of space. That way is where Jabal Abi Qubais is. He climbed onto that mountain and thereafter he issued the invitation that Ya Ayyuhan Nas, Inna Allah Ta'ala qad amarakum bihajj hadhal bayt. O humanity, Allah is commanding you with Hajj of Baytullah to come here. What does this entail? It entails taklif, it entails difficulty, it entails financial expenditure, it entails a certain amount of hardship. Allah wants you to undergo that difficulty, undergo that hardship, show your love for Allah and come here. Why? Does Allah benefit from your hardship? Does Allah benefit from your difficulty? No. Why? لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Why is Allah calling you for Hajj? What does Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Because through this Hajj, Allah wants to give you Jannat. You will undergo certain amount of difficulty. لِيُثِيبَكُمْ. What is Allah's recompense? Allah will give you Jannat. This is why this amal, if it is carried out correctly, we find this expression in Hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. What this means, nothing else Allah will give you but Jannat. Jannat is guaranteed. Carry out this Hajj correctly. Carry out this visit to Ka'batullah correctly. Carry out this visit to Baytullah correctly. Allah guarantees you Jannat. لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. And Allah wants to save you from the fire of Jahannam. Ibrahim alayhi salam issues this invitation. There was no satellite dish. There was no 21st century communication systems, no. But what happens? Allah makes it such every living person on the surface of the earth hears the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Physically hears his voice. Allah makes it such every woman that is carrying a child in her womb, the soul and the ruh of that child hears this invitation. In alam-e arwa, every soul to be born till qiyamah hears the invitation of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And according to the tawfiq from Allah, acceptance of Allah, Allah knows. Allah knows why, Allah knows who. It is His choice. He decides. Allah made it such. According to His acceptance, some people remain silent. Some people recited the Labbaik once. Some people recited it several times. according to the number of times the labbaik was recited. Allah took it upon Himself, whenever that soul will be born in the world, whenever that soul will be born in the world, wherever he will be born, according to the number of times he recited labbaik, that number of times Allah will take him to Ka'batullah. What lesson do we learn, my respected friends? One very, very important lesson. It is not the accreditation. I say this every year and I'm saying it again. It is not the accreditation of any organization. It is not a political exercise. It is not dependent on an individual. And this may be hard to swallow. This may be a bitter pill to accept. But wallah, I'm sitting on the minbar of the masjid by the qasam of my Allah. It is not your wealth also. It's not your financial status also that will take you to Ka'batullah. It is the acceptance of Allah and Allah alone. There is no other wasila. It's not visas and not anything else. I remember last year, after Ramadan, I went for Umrah. I was sitting, looking at Ka'batullah. After Fajr Salah, old couple, absolutely old. The band was bent over. Every time I close my eyes, I can still picture these people. Elderly couple from some village in India. How it was village in India, I derived this conclusion. They came up to me. They came up to me. And they said, I was a stranger to them, but they saw me sitting. So they said, listen, we want to leave our possessions here. We want to go for tawaf. Will you look after it for us? So they left it. What were their possessions? Their clothes, whatever they owned, whatever they had brought, was in this thali, in this bag. On it was written the name, where in India they come from. If you look at these two people, forget affording some hotel or some comfortable accommodation, which is now a requirement for the South African Haji. It's got to be right by the haram. It's very close physically to the haram. How much of time is actually spent in the haram is another issue. But forget accommodation, which is at astronomical prices, close to the haram. This individual, if you looked at him, the thought will come, can this man afford his next meal? Forget expensive accommodation. Can he afford his next meal? That is the first thought that will come. Secondly, physically, this man could barely walk. His wife was in the same situation and condition. Elderly people, back bent over. And not ones and twos. If you look around, you will see hundreds, if not thousands like this. Every year, no matter how difficult they make it, no matter how many obstacles they put, whatever they do, whatever obstacles are in place, this sabak, Allah is teaching the ummah again and again, that to come to my house, to come to Ka'batullah, by the qasam of my Allah, it is not your wealth, it is no political organization, it is no accreditation, it is no visa, go on that musalla and ask from Allah, and by the qasam of my Allah, Allah will open the way. It is Allah who brings whom He wants to that place. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The nisbat of a haji changes. The one who goes for hajj, the one who goes for umrah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is Allah's delegation. These are Allah's chosen ones. These are Allah's delegates. These are Allah's representatives. What is their maqam? What is their status? يُعْطِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا. Whatever they ask from Allah, Allah will give it to them. Whatever they ask from Allah, Allah will give it to them. وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا. Whenever they will make dua. Whenever they will make dua. Whenever they will raise their hands before Allah. Whatever dua haji makes. Whatever dua mu'tamir makes. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah will accept his dua. Allah will accept his dua. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees one sahabi. He's making tawaf of Ka'batullah. He's between Rukn Yamani and Hajar Aswad. That is the last section of the tawaf. In that, Allahumma ghfir li fulan. Oh Allah, forgive someone. He takes the name of someone. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. My Nabi stops him in his tracks. He asks him, "Bhai, what did you just do?" He said, Ya Rasulullah, before I left to come here, my brother requested me to make dua for his maghfirat. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to him, you are in such a place, Allah has made the maghfirat of that person. Allah has forgiven him. يَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Allah accepts the dua of the haji. Allah accepts the dua of the mu'tamir. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. Allahu Akbar. You have some puny function where you're making israf. In your town, one is you put an invitation on the masjid board. Maybe you send out a few cards. But your VIP guest, who's living in Johannesburg and Cape Town, You make a special phone call. The air tickets are delivered to you. You have to be here. Hotel accommodation is found. You are the VVIP. Without you, my function can't take place. You are my brother. You are my very close associate. When someone is close to you, when he is your representative, you pay his expenses when he comes to you for some function of yours. Allah Shan, Allah Shan, Allah is Kareem. Allah is Kareem. Allah is Jawad. More generous than Allah, there is no one. More generous than Allah, there is no one. What does my Nabi say? Every cent that you will spend to go for Hajj or for Umrah or to go to Kaabatullah. I'm not talking about israf and extravagance. I'm talking about when this amal is carried out correctly. Every cent you will spend, Allah takes it upon Himself. I will give it back to you. I will give it back to you. And not just give it back to you. Not give it according to your shan. Allah says, I will give it according to my shan. I will pay you back 1 million for every 1 rand that you spend. يُقْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا Dirham bi alf, alf dirham. 1 dirham you spend, Allah says, I will give you 1 million. Barakah in this world, barakah in this world and in akhirat, there is no limit to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. That is why my Nabi said, تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والنفاق كما تنفي النار خبث الحديد والذهب والفضة وليس له جزاء إلا الجنة. He said, keep coming. If you don't keep coming, at least have the tamanna. At least have the desire in the heart. At least have the shauk in the heart. The days of Hajj have come. How many of us have the shock? How many of us have the true desire, or have we resigned ourselves? The quota is full. Quota is full. So finish. Where is the shock? Where is that ishq? Where is that muhabbat? Where is that desire? And what is the proof of the desire? What is the proof of the desire? What is the proof of the desire? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My respected brothers, I'm not here to run anybody down. I'm not here to run anybody down. Just recently, one famous European football competition took place. If you have to ask the people, ask particularly the youngsters who won, who was in the final, what was the score? Who was in the teams? People whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina, people who are morally bankrupt, decrepit human beings. Who are no ambassadors of anything, only concerned about their own coffers. Who from head to toe are an advertising walking billboard. People like that, we know so many details about them. The days of Hajj have started. Start from one side of the masjid. You're not here to run anybody down. But start from one side of the masjid and ask, bhai, how many days was the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam leave for Hajj? How many sahaba were with him on the Hajj journey? How many stops did he make? What did he do on that journey? How many days was that entire journey? When did he arrive in Makkah? What did he do? Allahu Akbar. Like I say, I'm not here to run anybody down. But we know what the result will be. They say too hard quiz. Too hard, too difficult. Forget not knowing that. Forget not knowing that. The shock to know that is not there also. The days of Hajj have started. I'm Ashik-e-Rasool. I'm Ashik-e-Rasool. What do I know about the Hajj of my Nabi? This much we'll find. This much we'll find. Walk in the sitting room of a Muslim. Walk in the sitting room of the Muslim of today when you go for gush. And go and see that sitting room. The moment you enter, what is there? That plasma screen. 20 inch, 30 inch, 40 inch. Now they got curved screens. So many million pixels. Instrument of zina. And above it, farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad. That is our taluk with Hajjatul Wada. That is our taluk with the last significant amal that my Nabi did. Where he poured his heart out. Where he knew he was leaving. That this was the last. Where he made the expression, Asa Allah talqawni ba'da ami hada. My ummah, after this year you will see me no more. Are we not supposed to revisit that every year? When we hear about Hajj, are we not supposed to revisit that? How many of us even know what he said in his khutbah? What were the parting advices of my Nabi? We want to know what's in the will. We want to know what's in the will of my father or mother or relative that will left this world. That will go to court. We'll fight for years. What was his Hajj? And Allahu Akbar. Allah has made it such that there is no excuse. This occasion of Jummah, it is impossible for me to go into detail. But just by way of glimpse, if we just start, open up any book of Hadith, any book of Seerah, 25th of Zulqa'dah, it was a Saturday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stood up in Masjid al-Nabawi before Zuhr Salah. He explained briefly the rites of this pilgrimage of Hajj, made Zuhr Salah, left Masjid al-Nabawi, appointed Abu Dujana Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Amir of Medina in his absence. Najia bin Jundub Aslami radiallahu anhu was made in charge of his Qurbani animals. He mounted his camel, the name of the camel was Qaswa. He proceeded. By the time Asr Salah came, he was in Zul Hulayfa. Jibreel came down and said that, Ya Rasulullah, this is a Mubarak place, a Mubarak night. Allah wants you to spend the night here. He makes 5 Salah in Zul Hulayfa. Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr and Zuhr of the next day. After Fajr the next day, he decides to make ghusl. For his ghusl, water is brought to work as soap in that water. 2 types of leaves, their names are mentioned. Ushnan and Khitmi are put into that water. He bathes himself, he makes ghusl. Thereafter, Sahaba described the manner in which he washed his hair. After washing his hair, the strands of his hair, passing his fingers through it, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applied some oil to the hair. Thereafter, he applied honey to the hair. They used to use honey in those days to cause the hair to stay together so that it doesn't become disheveled while traveling in the desert. Thereafter, he applied itar. He applied itar in the mound of his scalp. He applied itar on the body. He did not apply on the ihram cloth. The ihram cloth also is mentioned, came from a village in Yemen called Sahara. The name of where the textile of his ihram came, that also is mentioned. He tied the ihram. By the time it was Zuhr Salah, he performed Zuhr Salah in Zul Hulayfa. Thereafter, he mounted his camel. Where the camel was tied, that also is mentioned. Mounted the camel, faced Qibla and said labbaik hajjatan Allahumma labbaik. To that extent, down to the finest detail, every aspect of the Hajj journey of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for posterity is recorded. For an ummah today that doesn't have the time, for an ummah today that doesn't have the shock, for an ummah today that doesn't have the inclination, Hajj and the shock of Hajj is this, my respected brothers. Have we taken the trouble? Our elders are crying. They are saying every day, every year, when the Hajj starts, when the days of Hajj start, take the Fazail Hajj. Take the Fazail Hajj. Read in your homes. Read in your Masjid Ta'lim. Read the Hajj. Read about Madinah Munawwara. Read about Makkah Mukarramah. It is not that every year you have to go there. What is your taluk with that place? What is the sabak of that place? What is the qurbani of that place? What was every action, every ada of my Nabi has a sabak, a lesson, an indication of our shauk, our love, our ishq, our muhabbat for Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our taluk with this. Some of us have been for Hajj over and over again. Look at the conduct of the South African Haji. If you talk to people over there, one of the worst reputation is the South African Haji. I'm not talking about shopping expeditions. There we are number one. Special trips are arranged to places. People go beforehand with their shopping lists. Shopping lists. Zuhr Salah time, we are sleeping in the hotel. Asr Salah, the South African Haji or Mu'tamir is gone for shopping. To send and buying what? We buy things imported, not manufactured in Saudi Arabia. Manufactured elsewhere. We buy things which assist our children in breaking Allah's commands. Pictures of animate objects, instruments of cartoons, instruments, techno gadgets are bought from their wives, a little bit cheaper than South Africa. So that when the Haji is landing in Johannesburg or Durban or the Mu'tamir or one for Umrah, his fikr is not what was the sawak of Makkah and Medina. His fikr is not that I stood in front of the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I poured my heart out in front of my Nabi and I told him when I leave from here, Ya Rasulullah, I will not have to introduce myself anywhere. Anyone looking at me will know that I am the Ghulam of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will leave from here with the jazba that Sahaba left to take your deen to the 4 corners of the world. Is that what the Haji comes back with today? Is that what the Mu'tamir comes back with today? Or is it the concern how the custom officials are going to react? Maulana Ehsan Sahib beautifully puts it. He says, "Bhai, when you ask the people, why are you wasting your time in these activities? They say, no, barakat of Makkah, Medina. To give gifts is sunnah. Barakat of Makkah, Medina." He says, "Pagal, why don't you understand those things you are bringing are not made in Makkah and Medina. They are made elsewhere. They are made by people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina. And you say, barakat of Makkah and Medina. If you want to bring barakat, bring the sand of that place. Bring the stones of that place. That is barakat. Not to spend your time in these activities. What is salah in Masjid al-Haram? One shopping expedition, sleeping in a hotel, getting involved in idle talk till late at night so that you are not there for your salah with jamaat in the haram. What is that one salah? When are you going to get that opportunity again? What is the shock and inclination for it? How are you going to quantify it according to the hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to 100,000 salah in your local masjid. In this Masjid al-Hilal, it will take you 55 years, 5 salah a day. It will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days to equal one salah in Masjid al-Haram. 5 salah in Masjid al-Haram will take you 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. Where is the shock? Where is the inclination? Where is the anticipation? This amal, hajj, you're not going for hajj. Wallah, take this out of your mind when you meet a haji. He's not going for hajj. What is he going to do? You are going to meet Allah. You are going to meet Allah. This is what Allah says, walillah. This journey, walillah. You are going to Allah's court. People prepare long in advance. I'm invited to certain functions. There is a dress code. There is a conduct code. I have to adopt a certain dress code. I have to adopt a certain conduct code. Why? I have to make myself worthy. I got an invitation in the president's palace. I got an invitation in certain high political quarter. We prepare in advance. So that why do we prepare to conform? Why do we prepare so that our coming is preferred? Ask ourselves this question. It was school holiday time, so instead of going to Europe and America, I went for Umrah. Or I'm going for Hajj. Anyhow, does Allah prefer our coming? Does Allah prefer our coming? Mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, have we prepared ourselves? Fuzail bin Ayaz, Rahimullah, someone told him, "I'm going to Makkah." What did he tell him? He said, "Shammir izarak fit talab. Shammir izarak fit talab. Tie your lungi. With shock. Understand where you are going. Hal tadri." Look at this. Two sentences said. Hal tadri ila aina tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab. He said, "Do you know where are you going? Do you know where are you going? Have you even thought about it? And more importantly, do you know who you are going to meet? Ila man tadhhab. Whose house is that? Whose house is that? Whose darbar is that? Whose palace is that?" Allah says, "Loot, Lord, take, I'm ready to give you. What you spend, I'll give you back 1 million times." But how much have you prepared yourself? How much of shock and true inclination and anticipation you have? Ibn Rajab Hanbali, rahimullah. On this I will terminate. Time is very, very limited. Unfortunately, this type of topic in Jummah to do justice is impossible. But how beautifully he puts it, he said, Come min wasilin ilal bayt. كم من واصل ببدنه إلى البيت وقلبه منقطع عن رب البيت. He says, how many people there are? How many people there are physically, bodily? They are at Kaabatullah. They are holding the khilaf of the Kaaba. But not for one second is the rub of the Kaaba in the heart. Not for one second is the rub of the Kaaba in the heart. وكم من قاعد في بيته في محله بعيد عن البيت وقلبه متصل بالمحل الأعلى كم من قاعد في بيتي على فراشي. He says, how many people there are thousands of kilometers away from Kaabatullah, sitting on their beds in their houses, but not for one second is the heart ghafil of the rub of Kaabatullah. Allah is the goal. Walillah, this is a wasila, medium. Hajj and Umrah is a wasila, medium to find Allah, to meet Allah. Each year, my respected brothers, during these days, we have to revisit these asbaq, these lessons. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.